recording on this.
Blog Talk Radio.
I've got a way with words and it's the cause of all my problems. I've got my mind set and that's the way it is. I never thought it could get this bad. When I had you in my pocket everything was just fine. And you got a big mouth and the streets are talking about the way you walk around like you own the place. You got a big mouth and you should have shut it. Yeah, you should have shut it in the first place.
I gotta take another look. And all the things I said, what were they really worth?
I know it's like related to the Greek god in mythology, but I am the physical embodiment of Dionysus. Basically, to start out, I have been doing like psychic consultations since the seventh grade, and I've really been deeply involved in the metaphysical field. And not only it's, let's just say, more inspirational and mythical aspects, but also the scientific implications and aspects of spirituality and the metaphysical. And I've always, since a young age, always conceived of how we can apply and practically utilize things from, let's just say, the spiritual realm or psychic awareness within our everyday real lives. And so basically, through all of my work up until this point now, I've been pretty much hell-bent on helping people understand the spiritual world in its entirety. That means helping people understand what it means to actually be psychic, as opposed to all of the glamour that's been associated and tagged along with psychics, mediums, astrologers, tarot readers, and so forth. So basically, Celestial Reflections here is a show that helps people understand about the psychic world and all the different aspects of the metaphysical, and also all of the controversy that surrounds it. And so here today I have started the Celestial Chronicles edition and series to do just that. So for those of you who may not be familiar with what these segments are about, I'm going to read here a little bit of the description. The Celestial Chronicles segments are geared towards providing the public an inside look into the real lives of psychics, mediums, astrologers, and lightworkers alike. The metaphysical and spiritual field can sometimes seem vague and unclear, which can cause the public and, you know, society to move away from having faith and faith in spiritual figures and psychics and mediums and all the other titles and lightworkers out there. And so this show serves as a platform for introducing the public to genuine, realistic, practical, non-scheming, non-deceptive psychics, mediums, astrologers, and so on. But it's the show is not limited to other people within the quote-unquote real world who have a message and who have an opinion. A lot of times we see here on radio networks, especially ones that are involved with spirituality, that they do not go there. You know, like they don't delve into the more controversial parts or the shadow side of spirituality, and they most often want to simply adhere to the quote-unquote light and what they perceive to be positive. And for me, that's not healthy, because that in one aspect can be a form of deception for the public. If you're constantly focusing on a positive, then you're ignoring the fact that there is negativity there, and that makes you in turn trying to, you know, like create this false image that everything's positive and everything's light and that there are no controversies and that everything is perfect and pristine, when in reality not everything is like that. And when you're dealing with something like the psychic field, there are going to be times when problems arise and certain concerns come to the forefront, and when people have questions. And I've noticed this a lot at other blog talk radio shows and other radio show networks as well. A lot of times, let's just say callers and clients, they have questions about the readings that they receive from the psychics that they are dealing with. And so I've even personally witnessed those psychics go into a bit of an uproar and become extremely furious and angry at the client or caller for questioning them in a manner that they perceive to be negative, when in reality the client or especially the customer should have the right to question the reading that they're receiving. And so that's why today I'm going to have Developing Intuitive and an Advocate client, D. Kells, join me. D. Kells has had consultation from a number of different psychics, intuitive readers, from many different avenues. He's had readings from intuitives and mediums from the Psychic Seer Shop, or the Psychic Seer Bookshop, I believe. No, I think it's the Psychic Eye Bookshop. I don't know. He's going to have to correct me when he gets on the air. Live and in person, he's had readings from different shows here on Blog Talk Radio, and he's also had readings on a number of different networks like Keen, Live Person, and Blog Talk Radio. So he understands what it means to interact with good psychics, psychics that give valid information, psychics that are genuine, psychics that are practical, realistic. And he also knows what it feels like to deal with psychics that are not so genuine, psychics that don't necessarily have integrity, psychics that are just promoting themselves or simply talking BS. So I'm going to welcome onto the show now, D. Kells. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for being here and coming onto the show. I'm sure you have, like, a lot of different experiences to share with the public, and especially those people who go to psychics and get readings, both negative and positive. So first, I would just like you to tell people like a little bit about why you're here today and what message you want to share with people, just in brief, starting from your experiences with good psychics and bad psychics alike. But I guess we can start with wherever you would like to start.
Okay. I think maybe starting with trying to decipher between a good reading and a bad reading. And I think a lot of people may consider a bad reading where they hear what they don't want to hear, which isn't necessarily the case. Sometimes you're not going to hear what you want to hear or whatnot. But I think that in terms of getting a reading,
let me ask you this. When you get a reading, what are you looking for in the reading? From, let's just say, a psychic that seems proficient, what are you looking for when you go to get a reading? Let's just start with what attracts you to a psychic. Is it their biography? Is it their testimonials?
It's a little bit of both, but I'm realizing, too, also that's something I wanted to talk about was the testimonials.
Yeah, all right, let's go into that.
Clearly, if you go on someone's website, I mean, you could put negative feedback and not going to show up. I mean, you can write a bad testimonial and chances are it's not going to get posted because obviously that kind of goes against their self-proclaimed accuracy, I guess.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying that the psychics, some of them are not completely honest in that they won't put up the negative testimonials that they do receive sometimes.
Yeah.
In an effort to promote themselves and make themselves look as if they're, you know, 100% accurate, right?
Yeah, basically.
And so have you had an experience with that?
I have. I usually go off testimonials and their biography and even just word-of-mouth reviews and whatnot. And, like I said, I've had some really, really good readings and I've had some really horrible readings. And you know, the horrible readings will come from someone who had great testimonials. Sometimes I think maybe it's not even that the psychic may not be credible. Maybe you don't connect with them or they can't read you. Or sometimes I even think maybe that particular reader had a bad day. I don't know, but I don't know. I think there's certain things you should kind of follow when getting a reading, such as you should... I think if you can sit down, if you can talk to the psychic for a number of minutes, and if they can tell you things before, like, questions that you have, and you don't even have to ask the question, that's a good thing a lot of times.
So that for you is an indication of a proficient psychic, when they can give you a little bit of information about yourself just to validate that they're truly connected to your energies before you ask a question. So that's, like, that's one way to know whether a psychic is, like, really real or not.
As opposed to someone who, like, you know, is just prying for information to basically kind of go off of what they think you want to hear or whatever. I think that's one of the things.
Well,
because a lot of times they'll poke, you know, they'll pry for information and ask you a number of series of questions and just use the information you give them to kind of just say what they think you want to hear or what's going to appease you at that moment. So I think if they can answer questions or tell you certain character traits or just tell you things about yourself or your whatever the situation is, because 9 out of 10 times when you do call, some people have a particular issue or maybe several issues plaguing them, so they'll call to try to get some clarity on the situation. So I think a lot of times there are people who are scammers, basically, who kind of prey on that. You know, they they know you have a problem, so when you call in and you're complaining about stuff or you're wondering about things, I meant to say, you know, they'll use that to their advantage almost and kind of try to make you feel better or tell you what you want to hear, and then you'll hang up and you'll feel better, and then they'll give you time frames or dates or predictions and of their predictions, and, you know, 2 weeks later, a month later, however long it goes by, and the situation doesn't change, and then you're kind of like, okay, they said this would happen, and it didn't, so you might call them back, or you may get another reading, or you may call another psychic and hear something totally different. So I think you should definitely follow a certain, like, criteria when calling a reader. And I think if you have to give them too much information, that's definitely an indication of a bad reader or a phony reader.
Yeah, yeah. Well, how about this? Here's a question. As a client, do you feel not just for you in particular, but for a lot of, like, clients around the world who do call these psychics, do you feel like their opinions and ideas aren't necessarily heard as much as the psychic? Like, do you feel like they don't always have their voice out there, where they don't get to voice all these questions because they feel like they're treading some sort of bad ground because, you know, maybe the psychic will get mad at them because you may have seemed to question their validity or their genuineness?
Yeah.
Have you ever had that experience?
And I've actually even heard that, like, when I wasn't necessarily getting reading but listening on maybe Blog Talk Radio or another network.
Okay, could you share
when someone
that,
would
like,
ask
experience?
A question or... you know, would say something, or the psychic would say something, and they would try to, like, be like, no, that's not, you know, they would try to correct them or what have you, and the psychic would get a little defensive.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I think, you know, that if, you know, you are speaking to a reader and they tell you something, you have that right as a client and as a paying client or whatever, like, you have that right to question the information, or if it's not clear to you or the way they present the answer to your question isn't clear, you should be able to question it to get some form of clarity from it. And
All right, so you guys hear that out there, all of you who do get and receive readings from psychics, you do have the right to tell whether or not the information agrees with you, and whether, you know, if it does, it does, if it doesn't, it doesn't, and you should have that right, and you shouldn't feel bad about speaking up and speaking your mind and putting that information out there. And also, for you psychic readers out there, and you intuitives and your astrologers and tarot readers and whatever, you know, there's, like, millions of different types of quote-unquote readers out there, you guys have to learn how to simply adhere to your integrity and to not feel as if you're being attacked when a client doesn't agree with a certain... you know, to not feel attacked when a client doesn't agree with the information that you're giving out to them. Because remember, if you're quote-unquote professional, you have to uphold yourself to a certain standard, meaning that if you're not receiving any information on the client, don't tell them that you do. Don't tell them, don't make up anything. Be professional. Be realistic. Or... you know, maybe this isn't the feel for you guys, you know, especially if you're going to get defensive when a client questions you. I think that a lot of times psychics feel like there are so many skeptics out there going against them, and so many people who don't believe in them and don't believe in their work, that they feel the need to be a little bit defensive. But you have to understand, when you're dealing with a client or a caller, even on the Blog Talk Radio Network or Achieve Radio Network or any other network that you may be utilizing as a psychic, of course we understand that you're trying to promote yourself, because that's just the way the business is, and I'm just going to put it out there for real, be genuine with it. And I feel like you guys want to seem and come off as best, in the best light that you can as a psychic reader. You want people to see you doing well, and you want people to see that, you know, you are in fact really psychic. And so when a client or a caller calls into your show and they ask you a question and you're giving out information and they don't find it to be correct or accurate, of course it doesn't make you sound the best. But I think that you sound worse when you get defensive, when you feel the need and urge to correct the caller, and you're really not making it any better for yourself. It would be a lot better for you to just simply pull back and say, okay, well, this information doesn't agree with you. I'm not sure if I'm connected to you or not. Although I truly felt that I was, I'm sorry that the information does not agree with you. And perhaps I'm just having a bad day. Perhaps I'm really not connected to your energies, or maybe I'm just off today. I'm very sorry, but what we can do is set up another time or a moment where we can read when I do feel at my best. And I think that that's the best thing that you guys out there that are psychics can do. Now, that's just my part, you know, for me, because, you know, being a psychic, I understand what it's like. And I'm not going to say or go as far as to say, like, I'm 100% all the time, but I do know when I'm connected to a client or not, and I'm not going to try and force feed any information or fake anything or make up anything if I don't feel it. I'm just going to simply say, I don't feel connected to your energies, period. I don't feel you. And I guess it comes through me and having done this, like, since the seventh grade and for so long that I realized, like, when I'm going to be right and when I'm not going to be right. And so I kind of won't set myself up for that kind of situation. But that brings into play another thing. Psychics, you have to understand the art of psychic reading out there. Not just psychics, I'm sorry, but astrologers. Also, you have to understand the format of your reading, what it is that you wish to accomplish when you're reading someone. Psychics, I know for you guys, you don't necessarily want to adhere to any sort of structure or format. You want to go with the flow and whatever. But going with the flow sounds to some people as if you're just giving advice and consultation, or just talking anything from your imagination. Whereas a format where you tell the client about themselves, their characteristics, their personality, as Decals has said a little bit, it will show them that, yes, this psychic has connected with me. And maybe if you do get something wrong in the future about a prediction, the client will still be willing to give you another chance and come back to you. So that's what I feel about that. Now, for you, D, I'm just going to call you D, or I'm going to call you Kels.
Okay.
Have you ever had could you tell us about your experience with, let's say, a reading at the Psychic Eye Bookshop? Is that
yeah, Psychic
called?
Eye Bookshop. That reading is actually really, really accurate.
You had a reading.
Second reading
really
I had.
Accurate?
The first reading I went into, there's like certain things you can buy, like a 15, 30 minute, 45 minute reading. The first reading I was going to get, they have a policy, like, if you don't really connect with the psychic or whatever within the first 5 minutes, you don't have to continue with the reading or pay for it or whatever. The first reading that I was getting was more of an advice giving session. She really wasn't acting, she was asking a lot of questions, and it was actually my second choice because the first person that I chose was busy, so I was like, okay, I'll just go to someone who's available now rather than wait. Well, I didn't really connect with her. So within the first 5 minutes, I ended up canceling the reading because, I mean, she basically didn't, with the situation I had, she wasn't telling me anything. I didn't hear from my friends every day. And I'm kind of like, okay, this really isn't helping. Like, she's not giving me predictions. She's kind of giving me advice. That's not, you know, two different things than what I was expecting. So I ended up just canceling that reading and waiting for my first choice reader. And that reading was a lot better. I felt more connected to her. I'm not going to say the other person wasn't accurate or wasn't good at her job, but maybe her and I just didn't connect. But the reading that I did end up getting was actually, it was really accurate. The time frame stuff didn't quite match up all the way, but it wasn't, but her time frames weren't off by too long. That's another thing. Time frames, mm-hmm. you know, they do change, but you know, sometimes I don't think they should be off by more than a few days to like a week max. Sometimes people
yep.
give you a time frame and, you know, they'll be like, okay, this is going to happen in a week or 2 weeks. And then like that time goes by and then another week, or another 2 weeks go by and you're just like, okay, this still hasn't happened. You're like, were they wrong or did something, did I do something to change this over the course of the last few weeks? And you may call that psychic back, or you may call another. But her reading was actually really, really good at the psychic eye bookshop.
And what made it good, though, for you? What made it good?
Well, I didn't even have to ask a lot of questions or give her really a whole lot of information on what I was there for the reading about. She was actually able to tell me things that were too personal, I guess you could say, to be like for her to just say or to just assume or guess. And a lot of the questions that I had, she answered without me having to ask the question before I could even get to it. She would answer it. So it was more of, I think I spent a lot more time listening in that reading than I did actually speaking or asking questions. So it was almost like I kind of had a note of questions in my head that I wanted to ask, and I think I may have had to ask one question out of the list that I had.
Yeah.
And every other question was answered without me having to even go into it. And, you know, that reading was a while ago, and a lot of the things since then have, you know, a lot of the predictions and things have happened, and so it was fairly accurate. It was definitely a good reading. She kind of told me some things that I necessarily didn't want to hear, but probably needed to hear and had to hear.
And that was good for you, right? Because clients, they want to hear. I think a lot of clients, they want to hear just the truth, right? I think that's the point. Callers, clients, they're not looking for psychics to just give them positive, inspirational messages. We have a message here in the chat room as well with a commentary stating a quotation that they sometimes hear from psychics, such as, "You can do anything you set out to do." That sort of generalization is not what clients want to hear. So, you know, for me, basically, throughout the show, I'm going to be speaking to the psychics and all the intuitive readers and counselors while, you know, D-Cals here is giving information to you out there who are receiving readings and informing you as to what good readings are and when to draw the line. For me, it's more about helping you psychics understand and recognize when you are doing a good thing and when you need to draw the line as well. And what I have to say here is that we need to move past this generalization thing and this bent on being focused on the positive. Of course, yes, we're meant to help. We're here to help the client. But at the same time, you have to have some sort of proof that you are psychically connected. And by giving generalization such as "you can do it, you can make it, everything will be okay for you," I feel, you know, like time will tell. It's like, what is that? Clients don't want to hear that. They want to hear you tell something about themselves, their soul. They want you to tell them, like, you know, if they are, you know, I'm not sure. Like what do you like to hear from psychics? Like when you first approach them, do you like them to just tell you about you, like about your personality?
Yeah, kind of to give me like an overview of myself, I guess.
Like your energies or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then what does that do for you? Like in the beginning, does that affirm a little bit? Like, okay, this psychic knows what they're doing. If they're telling you things that are correct. Now, if they're not correct, what goes through your head?
If they're kind of wrong, or if it seems like general, I'm kind of like, okay, but I'll still, you know, give it a chance because I'm fair.
Yeah.
But, if they can kind of give me an overview, or if they kind of know, sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes, if they kind of know the reason you're calling, or like your one main concern or question, that's always without you necessarily having to say, okay, this is why I'm calling, or whatever. If they can just kind of pick up on why you're calling or what your reasoning is, that's a good thing. I think, too, another good thing, I don't know, this is something that I've had. When you buy a reading, obviously you pay for a number of minutes. I think that, you know, within that time frame, you should be able to get, you know, whatever questions, whatever your main question or concern are. I think, you know, you should buy your number of minutes, like, accordingly to what your question is or how many questions you have, or some people just want a reading in general and they don't have a specific reason, but I think you should like buy accordingly, and you should be able to get that out of the number of minutes you purchased. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, that's another thing I've kind of had a problem with. If I went to see a psychic and it's been about school or a job and they talk about my love life, and I'm like, that's great, but I'm really not concerned about that right now. You know, and yeah. And I'll try to, you know, let them know, like, okay, that's great, but I'm not really here for that. Mm-hmm. And they keep going on about it or something. And
do you have an experience like that? Like, is there a specific story about a reading that you like to share with us?
I mean, I've had a few bad ones, obviously. My most recent, actually, I had two.
Okay, now listen, everyone, this is an example of a bad reading.
And then I can give an example of a really good one.
Yeah. I would like that. But I want you psychic.
Okay, it's a bad one.
And with the readers out there, to pull your ears close to the speakers and listen, okay. Because you're hearing it from the client's perspective now.
Okay.
And that's another thing I like to say. We seldom get to hear the client's point of view. We always get to hear the psychics promoting themselves, talking about their quote-unquote psychic gifts, talking about their accuracy rate, talking about their testimonials and how good they are, or simply how much they want to help, or how much it comes from the spirit, the source, the universe, or whatever, and how their information seems to always be right or whatever. You know, I'm basically just doing a lot of good promotional work, marketing. I get it. It's good. I got it. But where does the proof of your psychic ability fall in? Because if you're going to call yourself a psychic and adhere to that title, then you better have the credentials and the tools and the qualifications to back you up. And that's one thing that I really get, like, ticked about. If you're a psychic, or if you're, let's just say you're a medium, be a medium, like, adhere to being a medium. If you call yourself a psychic, be able to tap into that person's energy. The word psychic means of the soul. That means tapping into the soul of another individual, reading the intangible energy that you can feel, and giving the person from a realistic, practical point of view information about their soul. You don't necessarily need a question to do that, first off. But then, you know, there are other psychics out there, or there are other associations with psychics, such as being predicting events and things like that. And if that's what you do, predict events and be accurate about it. Don't make up anything. Please don't just talk about your imagination. And also, clients want you to stay on the topic. They don't want to hear other stuff. So let's hear an example of when decals had experienced a reading in which they had displayed a bad...
Well, the bad one I got was semi-recently, actually, and I paid for a 30-minute reading. And, okay, the reading started off, and it wasn't anything necessarily about my character. It was more, we're speaking about, like, just humans and everyone in general basically having some form of intuition, I guess. So that was kind of like, okay, when we were talking about that, I was like, okay, let me talk about this for a few minutes, but, you know, it really wasn't him telling me about myself or anything I necessarily wanted to talk about. But I still, you know, like, okay, well, it's only a few minutes into the reading, so we get to get on with the reading some more. And throughout the reading, I didn't get one question answered. Like, I mean, I literally walked away from that reading where it was a 30-minute reading, and I walked away from...
Wait, so you paid for a reading, right?
It was a paid reading, yes. And,
okay, so you paid for a reading. You came to the guy. Did you asked a specific question first?
I didn't ask specific questions at first. At first, I just kind of went with the flow. And then, you know, after he kind of talked about developing intuition,
what was going through your head when the...
It was going through my head. I was like, okay, I mean... You know, it was something, it wasn't negative at first, because, I mean, I obviously am developing that, so, I mean, it was cool, but it was something I really didn't need to hear, stuff I'd already heard and read about and studied, so I was just kind of like, okay, like, you know, but, you know, 30 minutes is kind of a long time, considering there are only, like, two questions I kind of really had, and, you know, I was thinking I could at least, you know, I could get some information I wasn't asking for and at least get my two questions out of the way. And I did get to ask my questions. When I would ask a question, I would, you know, ask a yes or no kind of question to a situation. And instead of him answering me, he would be like, his response would be something along the lines of, well, if I tell you this, how would you respond? Or if I tell you that, how? And I'm like, that shouldn't even matter. You know what I mean?
Wait, so wait, what were you saying? He was asking you how you would respond to a certain thing that he would tell you?
Yeah, he was asking me how I would respond to a prediction or what he saw for the future. Instead of just answering the question, he's like, well, how would you respond to this? And I'm like, that shouldn't even be relevant because, you know, mm-hmm. So...
in the course of the reading, you said that this person also asked you what other psychics felt?
Yeah, you know, when I called him, I was kind of like, okay, I'm like, I'd let him know. I was like, you know, I've gotten other readings in the past, and, you know, with my situation, which was a relationship situation, I was like, you know, I've heard this, this, and this, and, you know, all the readings are kind of the same, except for the time frames, which is the tricky part of any reading, I believe. But he would ask me a question. He would answer my questions with a question. You know, I would say, is this, you know, going to happen with this relationship? And instead of him saying yes, no, or whatever, he would just say, well, how would you respond? And then basically the way it ended was he wouldn't give me any information or any answers on anything. And I literally walked away from a 30-minute reading without one prediction for the future, without any bit of knowledge. He actually talked about, throughout the reading, he was actually telling me to write down a prediction for myself and stick it under my mattress and pull it out 2 days later. And I'm just like, wait a minute. I'm like, what? What is this? So the reading was actually really horrible. I mean, I literally got in a 15-minute reading and walked away with more information.
Right after, right?
Yeah, right after that. Blog Talk Radio shows in the past and been able to get a quote-unquote mini-reading and ask one question. And within me asking that one question, they answered three questions, two of which I didn't ask, and I walked away with more from a free, like, on-air mini-reading than I did from a paid 30-minute reading. So, yeah, that reading was definitely not something I would recommend, but...
Okay, so the key points in the reading that didn't touch base with you was the fact that the psychic or the initiative gave information about things that just made absolutely no sense to you.
Okay.
He never answered your questions. He was asking you questions. The reading was basically all over the place. And I think that's something else that we were talking about prior to the show. I think that you were telling me about how you like when psychics are clear, concise, they know what they're talking about, they know what they want to say, they know the information that they want to give you, whereas they're not all over the place, they're not stalling or basically just giving you fluff, right?
Yeah. because, you know, I was thinking, you know, and when you kind of look at a reading, 15 minutes may not seem like a long time, for like a 15-minute reading, but I think you can get a lot out of a 15-minute reading. I really do. And, you know, if this psychic's good and accurate and kind of jumps into the reading and whatever. Now, like, if you have a complex situation or you have 20 questions, obviously you're probably not going to benefit that much from a 15-minute reading or whatever. But I think, you know, a good reading, if you have a small... just like a two or three questions maybe, and you know, you wanna, and you're skeptical or what have you, you can, I think starting with like a 15-minute reading would always be a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that, you know, you should be able to get, I think 15 minutes is definitely
okay, so
long enough to get those three
questions.
Okay,
have you had a recent
answered.
Reading for 15 minutes that was good?
Yeah,
and
I have,
so
actually.
Could you share what was
yeah,
good
I
about
can actually
the reading?
Even share who it was with if you want, if anybody is
sure. I mean, both of these readings you've had with people from off of Blog Talk Radio,
yes.
The good and the bad, right?
Yeah. Because
okay.
What I do is I'll listen to their shows and then I'll kind of go to their websites or whatever and purchase a reading, because sometimes the stuff I have maybe a little bit more than their on-air time or what have you, so I just purchase the reading. But the last reading I got was actually with... and this was, it was a good reading for several reasons, but it was with Robin Richardson. She's
really?
Yes. And
Robin
actually,
Richardson. Oh.
Yeah, she actually has a show on in the mornings. And
on Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk, yeah.
I forget what it's called. I think it's Psychic Chat Live with
Psychic
Robin.
And her website's like Your Psychic Girlfriend or something. So that name kind of, like, you know, just the name of the website kind of seemed, like, intrigued me, I guess. And I don't know, I'd listen to her show a few times in the morning, and I was just kind of and I just kind of liked her style, I guess you could say, and how she was. So I messaged her on Skype and purchased the reading and tried to set it up, like, a time frame through Skype and everything. And even before the reading, I didn't tell her what it was about or anything. I kind of told her, I was like, you know, I had an experience that wasn't good. Like, whatever information you can give me about myself is great, but I have, like, one question, and, you know, I walked away from a 30-minute reading. I got no answers, no predictions, and I feel more confused than before I called, which is never a good thing. So she was like, you know, she was really nice about it. She was like, you know, I'll answer it. She was like, if I can't answer it or I honestly don't see it or don't feel anything, I'll refund you. And I did purchase a 15-minute reading that actually lasted longer because she made sure everything she told me was clear to me. So the 15-minute reading that I paid for ended up being more like closer to 25, 30 minutes. And she made sure every prediction, every answer, everything she gave me was clear. And like I said, she told me things that I didn't ask that was great. And the few things that I did ask, she was able to answer within a short period of time. So obviously we filled up those 15 minutes, and then we kind of went over the whole reading after the reading was done. So that was a good reading to me, just because I'm not saying you should call for a 15-minute reading and they should keep you on the phone for 20 to 30 minutes, but, you know, if they're not worried so much about the time or whatever and they're able to make sure you have a clear understanding of the reading, that's a good thing.
And she overextended the time as well. I think that's nice. I think that's really, really, really nice.
Because it was like, you know, she didn't necessarily extend the time to make my reading longer. She kind of spent the same amount of time on, like, clarifying the stuff she said in the readings as she did with the reading. And whereas, you know, if you call people sometimes and you pay for a 10 or 15-minute reading, they'll be like, oh, our time's up within that time and hang up. And you're like, wait a minute, I didn't, you know, and that was kind of nice. Like, I thought that was nice of her to make sure we were clear and we were on the same page before we hung up the phone. And I definitely have, like, her contact information. So she's like, and, you know, she's one of the two wants you to keep in touch and kind of tell her how things play out that she tells you. And
that's another thing that's appealing, that she sustains an actual real relationship and partnership with the client. So that's something that's appealing to you. Now, first I'm just going to have to say welcome to the chat room. Thank you, everybody, for coming in there. Hey, I'm Ali, Arlene, Crone, Earth Mom, Educate, four of you guests, El Kimberly, Purple Soul, Starlene, Sync 31, and all of you. So thank you for coming to the show. Basically, today we were just having a show here with our Developing Intuitive and Avid client, D. Kells here, whom I have deemed as a more warm-hearted, soft, caring James Randi, and almost in some ways he's not exactly the critic for the psychics and psychic readers, but he is. And he has had a number of different consultations in which he understands what a good reading is, what a good reading isn't, how the client / advisor or intuitive reader spectrum should play out. And I believe he's also going to be making a book about his experiences with the different psychic readers that he has been involved with. So before we get into that, one thing I would like you to touch on is we've touched on Blog Talk Radio, we've touched on your live readings, but what about some of the different networks like Keen and Live Person and Best American Psychics that you've gotten readings from?
Okay, I said this. Keen tricky.
Be blunt. Just be blunt. Like, be. I would
okay,
love for you to
I
just
first started
be
the
so
reading
for real.
With Keen.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'll be honest. Okay, let's say Keen has 100 readers on hand at all times. Mm-hmm. I would say maybe three of them are really, really good.
Wow.
And that's just my opinion. You know, I actually called one time, and I called, and their, but I'll say this, their customer service, their policies and things like that are good. They'll, you know, if you're not happy with the reading or what
they give
you
a refund, right?
They'll give you a refund. Because I actually had a reading once where I called in, you know, with Keen, you have to pay for the reading or put so many minutes or so many dollars for minutes on your account before the reading. So I had, you know, already paid like however much for a 10-minute reading, and this woman literally spent the whole 10 minutes of my reading, I was trying to get an answer, telling me I was going to hell for my lifestyle and things of
what?
That nature. So I
Are you
spent,
kidding me?
No, I'm so serious.
Wait,
and I
a woman was
and,
telling you that you were going to hell for whatever lifestyle you may lead.
Yeah.
And
instead of answering
for
my 10 question,
minutes, instead of, what is that? And this was on where, Keen?
This was on Keen, yeah.
What
and,
type of professionalism
actually,
is that? I mean, I don't know who this lady was. But I'm just going to go out on a limb and say that, you know, you're obviously not a professional psychic. And I think that you have to understand, whoever you are, and this goes out to all the psychics out there, you are supposed to uphold yourself to a certain level of professionalism, and
yeah.
to disassociate yourself with your own personal beliefs. When you tap into your psychic awareness, you're supposed to be tapping into the soul. There's not a bunch of different separate souls. You're tapping into the one soul source of the universe, of all existence, meaning that there is no judgment, there is no separation, there is no individual perception, meaning that your personal opinions should not be solicited because the client did not pay for your service to hear
no.
what you think. They pay for your service to feel and to get an answer to whatever the question is, and I'm so upset, and you didn't even tell me about this. Like,
oh no, I
like,
you know, actually, that was actually a while ago. Before I actually went to a live person or actually really started looking into it, it was one of the first options that I had. So that was when I started like really becoming intrigued with the whole metaphysical realm, I guess you could say. And yeah, it was awful, but. I don't want people to be discouraged from calling them for that reason, because, like I said, they were really good about refunding the money. As far as hotlines go, a really good one also is, I would say Best American Psychic is a good line. I've called them, and I've had really good readings, actually.
A lot of their advisors?
Yeah, their advisors are good. The
now,
one I've had,
you did have one experience where it was not the best.
Yeah, it was not the best, but I will say this. That one wasn't a good reading, and I actually, you know, emailed them about it. And
you emailed the head of Best American
Psychic.
Of
the website. And actually, the psychic, and I feel bad for this, but that particular psychic is no longer with the network. Apparently there were a few complaints. I guess mine was kind of the straw that broke the camel's back, so to speak.
Yeah.
But
and so the psychic was removed from the network. And
from the network.
And
yeah.
To you as a client, do you find that wonderful or not? Because when
I
you
mean,
think
I
about Keen, right? You think about
yeah.
Keen and how they have these hundreds of advisors, whereas you said there's only three that are really good, yet Keen keeps these psychics
they
on the network that are
and they
fake and not
money.
Real.
They don't even ask you who the reader was.
Exactly.
Like
whereas on Best American Psychics Network, they actually went as far as to help get rid of the problem altogether, and they removed the psychic
yeah.
from the network. And to you as a client, did that make you see Best American Psychics in a better light?
Yeah, I mean, I who wouldn't feel somewhat bad about somebody losing their job on your
yeah, of course.
Complaint? I mean, I obviously felt bad. However, you know, I can't really feel bad. That was kind of probably for the better, just because people calling in me.
Well, from a professional standpoint, you know, it's just like
yeah.
this. If you're not doing your job, you know, most of the times you're going to get fired. That's just what
exactly.
it's like in the real world. And I don't know why there has to be this thing where everything surrounding the psychic world has to be so mystical And so even religious, like, you know,
yeah.
where there's this sort of mysticism associated with it, whereas we can't be real, we can't be for real, we can't involve it within the real world. And when and the way I look at it, I, from a corporate standpoint, if you call yourself a psychic, uphold to the qualifications and standards of a psychic. Do your job. And if
yeah.
you don't do your job, then you should be fired or you shouldn't be doing it. Or I would look at you as a malpractitioner. And that's what I see a lot of days, a bunch of malpracticing psychics out there that need to be fired, and they need to have someone present this information, and the public needs to hear something like this
yeah.
so that they can know who the real psychics are and who the professionals truly are, because there is this thing where there are good promoters and marketers out there. They can say they have 100% accuracy for all we care. That doesn't mean anything. That doesn't make them real. Just as I was on the Super Psychic Radio Show on Friday last weekend, and I was with Bill, and you know, they on that show they've had all sorts of guests like Sylvia Brown and John Holland, all kind of people. And even you know, even while I was on the air, we were saying about how you know there are a bunch of well-known psychics. You know, there are a bunch of well-known psychics, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they're any more accurate than people that aren't well known as well. It's just it all comes down to promotion. And in any field, if you promote yourself well, then most likely you'll be successful. But that doesn't necessarily mean that you have the best qualifications and credentials for whatever it is that you do. I mean, it doesn't mean
yeah.
anything. Anyone can talk a good front, you know. And so for you, your experience on Bus American Psychics, it was actually met in a positive way, in that the network itself was good because they got rid of the psychic, they fired the person that didn't uphold to their standards, which, and you know, for the most part, they have lots of great psychic intuition readers there anyhow, and you know they test them anyway, and so I guess I guess from judging from this conversation, you had a better experience with Best American Psychics than Keen, right? By a long
yeah,
shot.
Because I actually, you know, after that, I got another reading because they obviously were fast with the response and rectified the situation. And that experience was a lot better. She was able to, I was able to call in and the reading didn't last long. I was able to get, you know, an answer. And she was able to tell me the situation without me really having to ask a lot about it. And, yeah, it was much better than the other one. And I'll say this, it wasn't bad, like, in the sense of I didn't hear what I wanted to hear. But she obviously told me what I wanted to hear, you know, or what have you, which, you know, may or may not have been true. But she, I don't know, there were certain things she was telling me to do that obviously with the situation couldn't be done. And it was just more of, like, started to follow along lines of advice as opposed to a prediction. So, yeah, it wasn't good. And it just, if you were to know the situation in its entirety and then listen to the stuff that I had to listen to, you would obviously know that it wasn't, it wasn't possible, the things she was telling me. And I don't know, it just wasn't a good experience. Like, I'll say that. Could get into how bad it was, but it wasn't great.
Well,
but like I said, I have also had another experience on there, and which was much better. So,
really, and would you like to share who you know that?
It was with someone named Lady Raven.
Lady Raven. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
And so this was a good reading that you had.
Yeah.
And what was that like? What made it good? What was the key point that was good?
Okay, the key point, okay, it was a relationship situation, and the key point that made it good was she was actually able to tell me about the situation without me really having to ask her a lot, and was actually able to describe the other person without me having to give her any type of information. And yeah, basically it. When she was able to kind of describe, you know, the other person that I was asking about, that was a good thing, because I've had descriptions before that have just been completely off
mm-hmm.
or wrong, and she was actually, and she knew a lot of the situation before I even really had to ask. Like, I just kind of, she basically was like, you know, what are you calling for, what can I help you with, and when I kind of said it was a love life question, she was able to just go from there, and that was it. I mean, it didn't last long. She didn't try to keep me for an extended amount of time. She
just did her job.
Know,
period. She just did her job.
Yeah, she just did her job.
Okay,
she knew I wasn't trying to be on there long. And
so, in your book that you're going to be finishing, I guess.
I'm just writing these experiences now. Kind of writing them down.
Now, will it include the list of these different psychics and intuitions that you've had the more negative experiences with?
You know what?
Well?
I kind of struggled with that for a while. I didn't want to because I try to be really nice.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that I would be doing it to be...
See, everybody's like the warm-hearted James Randi. He's like the sweet James Randi. He's not going to put everybody on blast, but, you know.
It's like, I don't know. I'm still struggling with it. A part of me really doesn't want to because that's just not nice and it's not in my nature. But then there's a part of me that...
You want people to know the truth, period. I think there's a way
that
you can do that as well. We'll figure that out.
Yeah, I think there's a way you can do it without being bashing or cruel. So if I can find a way to do it in a... You know, speak the truth in a positive manner. I would definitely do that, but it definitely wouldn't be bashing or rude. I also do want to say this. This was another indication that I had a horrible reading. Whenever I got the one, which was like a week or so ago.
Okay.
This reading I got. In the reading, it was through Skype, and I was supposed
to
receive, which is customary, it says on the website, it says whatever, you know, you receive an MP3 of your reading.
Yeah.
So you can reference it when you need to, when these predictions happen or don't happen or what have you, but you're supposed to have an MP3. Well, like I said, I didn't walk away with any type of prediction or any type of anything. I mean, I literally wasted time and money. So at the end of the reading, I want to say it was maybe a few hours after the reading or the next day, he had messaged me on Skype and informed me that my reading didn't record.
Wow.
Which I don't know if I necessarily believe that or if he just kind of knew the reading was bad. I don't know. I'm not saying maybe he was having an off day, in which case he should have asked me to call if he could call me back another day or something, but yeah.
Wow. Well, that's not good.
I mean, that's kind of a part of like what you pay for. Like when you purchase a reading from this reader,
pay for the recording,
clearly says
well.
You know that you get an MP3. And I actually wanted to do a phone reading, and he was like, well, we can do it on Skype, and I can, you know, give you the MP3. So I don't know if it was a personal thing. I don't know if he didn't like, I don't know what it was, but I just know this. And, you know, if you can't get an answer to 1 to 2 questions in 30 minutes.
There's something not wrong with that. Okay,
something
so
wrong,
quickly, do you have any advice for any clients out there as to what they should do when looking for a reading or just really briefly?
I think, testimonials are always a good thing. However, keep in mind, a lot of places don't post the, especially on personal websites, they won't post the negative feedback. Now, on websites like Keem and some of the networks, even like Best American Psychic, if the reading was kind of like subpar or just not good at all, they will post the negative feedback as well.
Yep.
So I think, like, you know, feedback and testimonials are always a good thing. Even negative feedback doesn't necessarily mean
that
the person
reader
is bad.
Said.
It means maybe they had a bad day or maybe they didn't connect with that person.
Now, where can people find you and find, you know, like a little bit about your experiences? Are you going to be, like
I'm actually in the process of starting a blog about it.
All right.
I will keep you posted on that.
Okay, so we're going to have you come back and share more of your experiences. We only have 90 seconds, guys, but I would like to thank you so much, Decals, for coming onto the show and sharing your experiences, and we look forward to seeing you, and I hope you come to the Spiritual Evolution Society as well and blog there about your experiences.
I definitely will.
Because people
I
will love that.
Will.
Thursday, we have a show, Amanda Dow. Amanda Dow is coming onto the show, and we're going to be discussing Indigo Children. She's from the Best American Psychics Network. Also, Monday, I'm going to have Jean Loomis. She's an author, an astrologer, a medium, a psychic. She was clinically dead for a certain extended period of time and came back to life, and she's been on Montel Williams and the Good Morning America TV show and all sorts of different TV shows, and has published in a number of magazines for many years. And she's going to come onto the show to share her experiences and also give her message. She's such a great person. She's beautiful in essence, her energy, her voice, and everything. I'm so looking forward to that show. That's going to be Monday, Thursday with Amanda Bell. Thank you guys for coming on to the show. Thank you so much, Decals. I can't wait to see more of your work.
Yeah.
you guys take care. You all rock. Thank you very much. And yeah, don't forget to join the Spiritual Evolution Society. Bye.
Racing the stage, but I'm turning the page. That moment's gone, so I wrote you this song. Now it feels like the road is telling me where to go now. There's nothing to fear, it's all